And so the boy said thank you, and they both scampered off to home. And the boy put her in a tea cozy, and they were both warm inside. The end.
Well, that's a great story. Can Totoro read another one?
Mm-hmm. He said he can read the pink one now. Well, I think that means this one's called The Raspberry of the Spring.
All right. I'm excited to hear it.
One day, when a raspberry sprouted, she found a friend. And she said, "Can I pick you and eat you up?" And he said, "Yes." So she did. And she growed and growed and growed. And one day another raspberry sprouted, and she found another raspberry friend. And then the others tried to help, and they went home together, and that was the end.
Thank you, Totoro. Can I read another one?
Yep. I'm trying to get the red one out, but it doesn't seem to come out.
Maybe turn it upside down.
Whoa. The purple one fell out.
And the red one still stayed?
Yeah. I am a bird. Here, this one's called I Am a Bird.
Okay.
One day, when birds flew over a pond, she saw a friend. And then she was inside as well as outside, too. And she cuddled her up in a tea cozy. Brought her inside. And, well, it was still raining. Bird cuddled up in her tea cozy and was dreaming happily. The end.
Come on.
That was the short one. Well, now the red one fell out. This one's called You Are My Friend. Love You. Written by Lucy Colomer and illustrated by Lucy and Tico. You are my friend. Love you. Here it goes. You are my friend. You are my friend. I love you. And I am you his friend. I am too. You are? I am. Yep. One spring morning, the sun rose red, and some friends were walking down the street. And the friend said to this neighborhood. I think I'll stay in it forever. And the other friend said, okay, big deal. And another friend said, it's hard to stay in this neighborhood forever. And then they both nodded their head and ran across the street back home. The end.
Okay. I'm really enjoying story time with Totoro.
Yeah. Now Totoro says he'll read one more book and then it's lunchtime. Okay. Let me find a story that we can read.
What about your little purple notebook? Can you use that? Right there on the floor? You looking for a real storybook?
Mm-hmm. Here we go. Now this one is called Dinosaurs.
Okay.
Here we go. Dinosaurs. Written by Lucy Cousins. Illustrated by Lucy and Tollard. So here we go. Here is Chapter 1. Most dinosaurs like to run and jump and play. The baby dinosaur's bones are pretty little, and dinosaurs were alive a long, long time ago, like 60 years ago, I prefer. Dinosaurs like to run, jump, and play, roar, walk, and pinch people.
Pinch people?
Now this dinosaur is called Persilia Perzite. And this one is called the Luzamiragi. This one's called the Luzibri. This one's called the Mita-Ita.
The Mita-Ita?
Mm-hmm. And this one's called the smallest grease mandel. And this one's called the Louis-sized dinosaur. And this one's called the Bluestamiricum dinosaur, Lucibar. That's that one. Lucia Puyapir.
Are you going to tell a story about him?
That's that one. This dinosaur has much more bones than smaller dinosaurs. And bones can crack, but they can fix themselves. And dinosaurs are very strong. They can even lift heavy things on a road on their backs. This dinosaur has much more bones than a bigger dinosaur, and this one eats meat, honey, and other animals like mouses, tigers, and other dinosaurs. And this dinosaur has much more bones than other humans. And this one is called a Perzilia present. And this one is a pterodactyl. And this dinosaur has much more bones than other dinosaurs, too. And it can fly. That's what the pterodactyl I saw yesterday was like. This dinosaur has much more bones than this one. And this one has 20 more bones growing into it. And this one is called a pterodactylus. This dinosaur has much more bones than a pterodactyl. And this dinosaur eats meat. Dinosaurs and other dinosaurs and mice. Honey too.